respond to the adhan, and when
the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only will we get the proper understanding of hadith. To give you an example, for example, a father is lying on his bed at night after Isha, he is going to sleep now, and he tells his son, Abdullah, bring me water. He said, Abdullah, bring me water. But those who were there and they understood it, they will say the same words, Abdullah, bring me water, but they will understand it correctly. That is why it is so important to understand the whole of our deen. Ayats of the Quran, Sharif, Hadith, everything from those people who were present in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba ikram, character of Islam and of Muslims. If today also we display that and we show, and many people are doing it, alhamdulillah. They show their good character and the people get impressed. Like how many cases in an aeroplane, there's an elderly person, he wants to put his luggage on top, and many times we see a Muslim jumps up and he helps the person up to a Muslim. Then the ulama have written even further, which is explained in the Hadith Sharif also, that a Muslim is he who does not even cause harm to the environment. Like for example, it comes in the Hadith, don't urinate in, like in dam water, etc. In water, river, dam, anything, in a fumes. Where we, it's our right, we were in the queue, but we see an elderly person, or it looks like this person is in a hurry, we tell him, you carry on, you go. How much would they appreciate it? So the first part of the hadith, a brief explanation is that. The second part of the hadith, which I want to explain, with relevance to the, you are, and you are making, and how much love it shows for Allah. For the pleasure of Allah, a person makes hijrah. Like most of you, perhaps all of you have also made hijrah. You have left your hometowns, to your home countries, to come and acquire knowledge. Though our hijrat is such that we know that end of the year our ticket is booked again him from. What wrong things there are, he stays away from them. That is the true hijrat. All haram things, all things which are undesirable according to Shariat, what we call makruh, makruh tahrimi, makruh tanzihi. And really for a true believer there is no difference between makruh tahrimi and makruh tanzihi. Everything is when the Muslims had made hijrah, they had come to Medina Sharif, and an Islamic capital of Madinatul Munawwara was established, and by the time Makkah Sharif also had come under Islamic law and rule, and Islam had spread to nearby countries. And the time when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifatul Muslimin, then he made properly. But we are Muslims. How many of us? We have to think a little bit. Others of us, we don't know it at all. So we should try and identify with Islamic symbols, Islamic values. This is a reminder. The Islamic calendar could have started from the time the first ayat was revealed. Iqra, Bismi Rabbika. So each one of us should take stock of ourselves and see what things are we doing which Allah has forbidden us from doing. The haram. And staying away from haram is a very great ibadah on its own. Normally we will think of ibadah what is ibadah? Namaz. Sit around. Now it's Alif Zabar A. Alif Zair E. Alif Pesh U. Now it's easy to learn that. Now he finishes that. Now he feels I'm a big alim. I finished everything. Now the ustad brings the qaida to the person. Qaida Baghdadi, Yassarna al-Quran, whichever qaida. Now he sees Yafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ittaqil maharim takun a'bad al-nas. Stay away from things which Allah has made haram, and you will be counted amongst those people who make the most a'bad. The person who is the most ibadat guzar, the person who makes the most ibadat, which our Shaykh Hazrat Mahdi, health conscious he is. He doesn't eat anything which is unhealthy, but he takes one gram or 1 milligram of poison. That will destroy him completely. Another person, he doesn't take any, he's not so conscious about health food. He eats good, normal good food, but he doesn't take poison. Committing that we're not aware they are gunas, and so we don't make tawbah from them. And major gunas, for example, ghibat is one common guna. And very, very sadly with students, we make ghibat about our ustads, which is the most serious. To make ghibat of any person. One time, I asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, criticizes that party, that prayer. Now, to listen to ghibat is also haram. Now, yeah, do we fall in that category? But who of us do even think that it is haram? We don't even think. The muftis will give us the proper fatwa there. But actual ghibat which we make, which we know, we just was there a loss, was there a profit, was the profit better than last year, what was it, all that he wants to see. So there is a good chance also when one Islamic year has finished, we are going into a new Islamic year, then we take stock of ourselves also. Today is Jumu'ah. It's a free day for the students, there are no classes. Even if we sit little bit, even some other, and especially today, when the great efforts for the wrong parties are making, Shias for example, Qadianis, and Barelvis, and Shia Salafis, all they are making, perhaps isn't something wrong coming in me, in my house, in my children. We were at one place, Jumala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are still in this chapter that it is not permissible, it is haram to put one's lineage to anyone else besides one's father. That is, who our father is must be known, it must be clear. Yes, then this happens like when we adopt children, for example. We should qara'uhu illa kitab Allah. He said, no, by the qasam of Allah Ta'ala, I've got nothing else of any kitab which we read besides the book of Allah Ta'ala. That is, perhaps already at that time, the Shias had said that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has got 10 suparas hidden by him. The rulings of that. In other words, different masalas were in there. Wa ashya min al-jarahat. And various rulings with regard when wounds are inflicted, when a person suffers injuries, and then what is the compensation? If somebody hit somebody, he hurt somebody, then what is the compensation? In other words, if a person does any good deed, the reward is increased. If he commits any sin, the sin is also increased in those places. فَمَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِيهَا حَدَثًا. Any person who innovates a new thing here in this place, in the Haram of Medina, particularly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to that. So anyone who brings that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said so much curses for that person. لَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَرْفًا وَلَا عَدْلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept from such a person his repentance, his tawbah, or any ransom that he wants to give. If he makes tawbah, صَرْفًا وَلَا عَدْلًا. Allah won't accept from such a person on the day of qiyamah any repentance or any ransom that he wants to give. Yeah, for example, to understand that, if people get kidnapped and the people ask for $10 million as ransom, if you can come up with it, you can give it. On the day of qiyamah, نُقْلُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَرْفًا وَلَا عَدْلًا. Allah Ta'ala will not accept from such a person any repentance or any ransom also. And then one more last hadith in this chapter. وَعَنَ أَبِي ذَرَّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ سَمِعَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. It is not his house, it has to go in the inheritance. Any person who makes any such claim which is not his valid claim, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. That person is not from amongst us. وَلْيَتَبَوَّ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. And he should prepare his place in the fire of Jahannam. وَمَنْ دَعَى رَجُلًا بِالْكُفْرِ. And a person who...
نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے, نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے, روح کو صدق قرار دیتا ہے, نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے.
This is reading of the fourth kalima, third kalima. They making our namazes with jamaat, particularly Isha, Fajr, all the ibadat we should try and do. Then comes the great ibadat of Qurbani. The termination of this whole period from Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan,
Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, such an offense that needs this capital punishment of death and that he must be killed. وَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ اور لایا تمہارے پاس کھلی نشانیاں تمہارے رب کی. And not only that his offense is no offense whatsoever, but to prove his point he has brought clear proofs also.
Sacrifice of his son. And he was prepared. So this sacrifice, and Allah doesn't want you to sacrifice a human being. Allah send a ram from Jannat in place. But what Allah wants, لَيَّنَا اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Allah wants that spirit of qurbani, the spirit of sacrifice. Spirit of sacrifice.
Karish-e-Rahmat. Or kyun? Ghair-fa.